AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli military says a top Hezbollah official was killed in one of its strikes earlier this month. Hashem Safieddine had been widely expected to be the group's next leader. Earlier in the day, an Israeli strike leveled a building in a Beirut suburb the military said housed Hezbollah facilities. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel again, seeking to revive ceasefire efforts following last week's killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar.
I believe very much that the death of Sinwar does create an important opportunity to bring the hostages home, to bring the war to an end, and to ensure Israel's security.
Cuba still struggling with rolling blackouts after a nationwide power outage that began last Thursday. The AP's Christina Mesquita in Havana.
The Cuban government blames the increase of demand for the problems. And indeed, more Cubans have refrigerators and air conditioning, and there has been an expansion of private businesses since they were made legal in 2021. But the core of the problem lies in the short supply of fuel and spare parts to fix the ancient thermoelectric plants. With a worsening economic crisis that the country is going through and no signs of these problems being resolved, the major question is really how long before the lights go out again.
Meantime, the top UN official in Haiti says gangs there have escalated violence and expanded operations outside the capital, even attacking small boats. 2 weeks until Election Day, Donald Trump telling Latino voters,
"We have a lot of lawyers working. We have lawyers working, numbers of lawyers that nobody's ever seen before, because we're not going to play games."
Kamala Harris says her team is prepared to challenge Trump if he tries to prematurely declare victory, but she tells NBC News she's focused first on beating Trump. This is AP News. An airport putting a limit on goodbye hugs.
Signs are up at the modest-sized Dunedin Airport in New Zealand's South Island that read, "It's hard to say goodbye, so make it quick. 3 minutes max."
This is about people dropping off, having a hug, having a farewell, and moving on. And we really want to create space for others to be able to do the same.
Airport CEO Dan DeBono says for anyone wanting fonder farewells, they should head to the airport's parking lot instead.
It's a long hug. I tell you what, you can get a lot of oxytocin and serotonin out of a three-minute hug. 20 seconds is all you need.
The signs have polarized people on social media. The signs are meant as an alternative to those at other airports, warning of fines for drivers parked in drop-off areas.
We don't have hug police, not yet anyway. And if people overextend their hugging time, that's okay.
In the airport parking lot in Dunedin, you can hug or cuddle free of charge for up to 15 minutes. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.